Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On a new 4D in the MC, the Detroit Lions pounded the Cleveland Browns to move to 3-1, but at what cost? While Detroit dominated both sides of the ball, could they be down multiple starters on defense heading into Cincinnati? And at the end of the show, we'll take a quick look at the Monday Night Football doubleheader. All of that starts right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
I gotta say, I love the NFL, but I hate ties. I hate them. At least in soccer, there's a value. Tie is a value. You get a point. Three if you win. In the NFL, this is basically a loss. A tie is a loss. Kind of. It's not a win. And if it's not a win, it's not going to help you very much. Why do I say that? Since a thundering 2-0 start, the Packers are 0-1-1 in their last two games. They lost to the Browns. And then last night, a 40-40 tie on Sunday Night Football. That game was unreal. Second highest scoring tie in NFL history. It's got to feel like a win for Dallas. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's show when we wrap up all of week four. But that game was wild. 80 points in a tie. But the Vikings lost. Green Bay didn't win. Lions are in first place. So let's talk about the Detroit Lions. They won 34-10. I think I had that 38-17, so pretty close. We got to start with the bad news, though, right? And something we talked about a ton last season, the injuries. Terrion Arnold came out of the game with a shoulder injury. He did not return. He went to the tent. He went to the locker room. That was that. He had to be helped off the field. You don't see that often with a shoulder injury. Not good news. And then DJ Reed had a hamstring injury. He was carted off the field. Dan Campbell already ruled him out basically for next week. I think the hope now is he's not lost for the season. DJ Reed had been balling, an interception in that game. I mean, the hope was going into this year that Terrion's your number one corner and DJ Reed's a lockdown number two. And it's just, things have not exactly gone that way. And now we're not exactly sure what the cornerback picture even looks like. I mean, Kirby Joseph was out for a stretch, and there was even an Aiden Hutchinson scare. Yesterday, even though the Lions won, and they did so relatively convincingly, it felt too familiar to 2024. There was just too many things that happened that were just so unsettling. And like the Hutch thing was quick. He popped up, walked off the field fine. You know, Kirby came back, but the other two did not. So what happens now? Do the Lions have to go with Amik and Khalil Dorsey as their starting corners this coming week? Thankfully, Joe Burrow is out for the Bengals. Jamar Chase isn't. Neither is T. Higgins. The Lions are going to have to make some kind of move, and I'm not calling for a massive trade to acquire a superstar corner. They've got to do something. Maybe it's an elevation from the practice squad, an add-on to the practice squad. I mean, Rocky Sin can play a little corner, obviously. But, I mean, you got to expect a small move this week. Dan said after the game yesterday that the good news is we have 7 days, not six. And I don't want to kick him while he's down, but Terrion Arnold was having a rough go of it again on Sunday. This start has not been anywhere near what anybody expected. And then you tack on an injury. The second time he's gotten hurt already this season. We're in week four, almost at the end of it. But too many penalties for Terrion. He's got to keep his hands to himself. Keep your hands to yourself. I feel like I'm in a room of kindergartners. Keep your hands to yourself. Early on in his career, the commentary was, you know, in college, they let you get away with that. I mean, we're in week four of his second season. What college? This is the NFL, and it has been for a while now. Again, I'm not going to kick him while he's down. Well, I guess I did, and I kind of feel badly about it, but it's true. It's true. Injuries aside, the defense was excellent against a very not great Browns offense. The Lions turned two interceptions, one by Kirby Joseph, one by DJ Reed, into 17 points, plus the Trevor Nowoski fumble. So three turnovers becomes 17 points. Detroit ends up plus two in the turnover category. We'll talk about Goff's interception later. It was, oof. Speaking of ugly interceptions, the first one that Flacco threw, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't even know what he saw. Kirby Joseph said that his first quarter interception was basically the easiest one he's ever had. And it sure looked like it. Remember the game 500 when you were a kid? Throw the ball up, call it a number. It looked like that, except for there was only one person playing, and it was Kirby. Not exactly ideal for Joe Flacco. It was just an ugly throw. It wasn't even close. And the only real hiccup the defense had, again, was the opening drive. I don't understand what it takes to get this team going. Because the defense is good. It's really good. They've allowed a touchdown on all four opening drives this season. And Cleveland looked damn good in that first drive. Like, who is this? This is the Colts with Peyton Manning? 88 yards, 13 plays, and a touchdown to open the game. Spectators only on the first drive for the Lions. I don't get it. Because if you look, the rest of the half, the Browns only gained 44 yards and turned it over twice. They had half of the yards on the first drive throughout the rest of the quarter. What is different? Maybe Calvin Shepard's good at adjustments, but it just seems very odd that they can't come up with a stop on that first drive. Remember how easy it was for Baltimore, too? That was also scary. And then they ended up shutting it down after that. You know, Hutch had a great day. Aiden Hutchinson did. Two sacks, two tackles for loss. This is the performance you're going to get out of him week in, week out. It took him a second to get back into the swing of things, but over the last couple of weeks, the dude is back. Didn't see a lot of Al-Qaeda Muhammad yesterday. No stats as far as tackles, sacks, TFLs, none of that. I think Pat O'Connor started the game. I don't understand how they do that or what their thought process is. And I'm sure it's scheme-based as far as who your opponent is. But it seems like Al-Qaeda Muhammad plays well and then disappears. We talked about the Browns rookie running back, Quinshon Judkins, and he had himself a good day. 21 carries, 82 yards, and a touchdown, but he wasn't able to do a lot of damage. The Lions didn't allow any sort of damage outside of that first drive. The rest of their offense looked awful the rest of the game. The Lions went down 7-0 and then scored 20 points in a row. The big storyline defensively, it's got to be the injuries. How many games will Reed miss? What about Terrion? Is Kirby okay? I'm assuming the answer to the last one is yes, but does he have something lingering? Let's talk about the offense, and before we do that, credit where credit is due. That Browns defense is a pain in the ass. It is a pain in the ass. Even if Jim Schwartz is a bum, that defense is gnarly. The Lions weren't given a lot of time to create plays, to do anything. Dudes like Myles Garrett were always breathing down Jared's neck. It is amazing how good Myles Garrett is. I know that, you know, he's the best or one of the best edge defenders in the league. He's probably the best. But every time I watch him, I'm like, damn. It's like I continue to be impressed no matter how long he plays or what he does. It just keeps going up. Jared Goff in the postgame, not happy with his performance. 16 of 27, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. The interception that he threw was about as bad as the first Flacco pick. He undershot J-Mo by a mile, and Denzel Ward came up with the pick. I mean, it was just, woof. And that one didn't look like it was too forced. Maybe it was pre-forced, I guess, for lack of a better term. Got rid of it before he was gotten rid of. And that was the story. Pressure. And we expected the Cleveland Browns to get pressure. I just figured the Lions would solve it and make fewer mistakes than their opponent. And that's exactly what happened. You know, we mentioned J-Mo right there. He had a rough day. It was not his best work. He had as many catches as drops, 2. That's on 8 targets. And both of those drops were deep in Browns territory. The first one was a touchdown. I mean, there's no doubt the first one was a touchdown. We talk a lot, though, and we've done it with Terry Arnold. It's not always linear growth. But for a guy like J-Mo, I think that's not about linear growth. It's just a bad day. I have a bad day at the office. You do, too. He does. It's just we all see it. Nobody sees my bad day at the office. Well, you do if you're watching this right now or listening, I guess. But you know what I mean. On the wide receiver beat, though, the harmony between Goff and St. Brown continues to be, I mean, magical. 7 catches, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Sun God. His routes are so crisp. His footwork is insane. It is like watching a symphony when you watch dudes like that ball. It is art. It's amazing. It's amazing. Lions are the first team this season to cross the 100-yard rushing mark against the Browns. Gibbs had 91 of those yards and a touchdown. Quiet day at the office for Monty. 9 carries, 12 yards, no touchdowns. How about the special teams, dog? Khalif Raymond's punt return was electric, 65 yards to the house. Jake Bates nails a 58-yard field goal. It was a complete performance by Detroit. Certainly they can be better than they were on Sunday. They'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. You'll tell yourself that. But Cleveland does not allow pretty football. We've had that conversation. So what the Lions did is they got down in the mud and beat Cleveland there. Took care of business down in the dirt. We're going to wrap up the program here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader. Fourth Down in the Motor City continues after this. And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. All right, let's talk about football this evening. You know, on Saturday, I asked how y'all felt about the Europe games. And you remember I said, I don't really care. And I really don't. But you know what does bug me? This. 2 Monday night games. I don't want layered football on Monday night. There's no Red Zone channel on Monday night. Just give me one at a time. It's okay when they do like 7:15 and 10. Those late starts aren't great, but I don't want overlapping football on Monday night. This is incredibly whiny, but I don't like it. In the first game, the Jets are at Miami. The Finns are a 2.5-point favorite. Both these teams have not won a game yet, right? And if the Jets win this game, that might be it. Curtains for Mike McDaniel. See, here's the thing. Even though both teams are 0-3, one coach is in his first season, our boy Aaron Glenn. The other is in his fourth. The Dolphins are in the bottom third of every major offensive and defensive category in the league. Gross. Give me the Jets. Maybe we'll get some more Aaron Glenn dance moves as a result. And then game two is Cincinnati at Denver. The Lions are going to get a Cincinnati team that is not only without Joe Burrow, but coming off a short week. I mean, one fewer day is one fewer day. The Bengals were so bad in their first week without Burrow, it's hard to see them getting any better this evening. And, I mean, Denver reeling after a 1-0 start. They've lost on back-to-back walk-off field goals to the Colts and the Chargers. Two great teams, but they had a chance to beat them both and failed. Denver has to win this game tonight, and I certainly think they will. Give me the Broncos in the second Monday Night Football game. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. That includes the free Odyssey app, of course. And if you've not done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. We really appreciate it. We are back in your feed tomorrow with an NFL Week 4 wrap-up. Plus, of course, we'll talk about the Lions, too. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.